morning. Today on Talking with Dr. Tanovich, we are discussing breast reduction.
Good morning to everybody who's listening.
So if you could start off, please, by telling us, what is breast reduction surgery?
Breast reduction surgery is for people who do feel that their chests are too big in a way that they're coming in a way of their daily activities or physical activities, or they are not fitting in their clothes to the point they could. And it's a lot of problems associated with that. Some people are saying, I have just a neck pain, I have a deep grooves on my brassiere, it's hard for me to get right size of brassiere, or I do have some redness during the summertime. It's a lot of things involved. Technically, what patients tells you, it's not the only problem they have. It goes much further. It goes to the point that your knees may hurt, but you don't really associate this with that. Because technically, if you do have large chest, you are carrying extra weight every day. Every minute of your day, you carry more than you probably are comfortable with.
So you mentioned you could even have pain in your knees from this. What
Correct.
Are certain areas of the body that should clue you in if this is a procedure that could be appropriate for you?
Usually people are struggling with the large breasts from early teenage years. But, you know, girls get shy and they try to hide it and they try to kind of get their shoulders in a little bit. They are curving their back. They have a little bit kind of pose. You can say they are either embarrassed or they're trying to hide. But the clue is that you may have some neck pain. You may have some upper back pain. You may have a deep grooves on your shoulders. And definitely, you may have redness under your breasts because they are heavy and they're touching other skin of your body. And everybody who has a large breast, I'm sure, at least once thought, how do I solve this problem?
You mentioned that a lot of times this starts from the early teenage years. Is there an age requirement for a potential breast reduction candidate?
This is an excellent question. In the past, now it shows that I'm not that young, right? We did have an age limitation, and it was suggestion do not operate on girls who are younger than 18 years. Reason for that was that breasts are still developing and they can get larger. However, studies are showing that girls with the large breasts do not develop right. They start avoiding physical activities. Like a girl who's a 13 or 14 years old, this is a child. This is a mature child, but she's been looked as adult. Right there, this is discomfort level. She doesn't want to participate, let's say, in physical activities, in the gym class, in dancing lessons. She's avoiding beach. She's trying to avoid any occasions where there appears where she can be exposing size of her chest. And since people did those studies, usually child psychologists can actually confirm that, insurances are going for it to approve these procedures as early as 12 or 13 years old. And then even we have a risk that these breasts can get enlarged, but this is much less of a harm for child, 13 years old or 14 or 15, than actually stop them developing with their peers in terms of doing things, participating in physical activities, because they miss a lot of things because of that.
Is there, I mean, I suppose every individual is different, but is there a right time for someone to get a breast reduction surgery before they have kids, after they have kids, teenager, older?
I personally think if you want to talk, I'm going to talk about breast reduction and having a kids and stuff like this, but I think right time is when you notice this is your problem and it's stopping you from doing things you really want to do. And this is the right time. I wouldn't say, for some people, it's a 13 years of age, it's a 15, 20, or 40. Or some people don't know that this is even a procedure which may be covered by insurance, and it stops a lot of people because, you know, some people think I cannot afford this. And I'm really happy we're talking about this subject today because I want to bring it to the public. This is not cosmetic procedure. This is a functional procedure. It's considered reconstructive procedure because it helps you to go on with your daily living and activities you're supposed to do.
So it is typically something that is covered by insurance.
Correct.
Is it better before or after you have kids? And does it affect your ability to breastfeed?
That's an excellent question. And I'm going to go again. I don't think it really should matter. Reason for this is we all born with a certain number of milk canals, like 25, 26, 28 individual, right? For every person different. However, if you don't touch your breast, this doesn't mean that all these canals are open and functional. Every mother who breastfed the child in the past is going to tell you, oh, my left breast probably was always bigger and I had much more milk there. Not because your body decided to produce more milk in that side, but you probably have a bigger number of open milk canals and you're able to drain more and your body adjusted to it. I mean, make a milk. When child is sucking the blood, it's keeping these canals open, right? Having said that, that all our canals are not open, obviously, when we are doing breast reduction, we are reducing number of these canals which are actually leading milk from our breast through the nipple to child's mouth, which means we're going to reduce number of them. But we're still going to have some of them functional and open. However, statistics are showing that only 30% of women who did have in the past breast reduction, they attempt breastfeeding. Only 30% of them attempt that. And it's about 30 to 50% of them that are able to breastfeed kids with no problem. But you do know that a lot of women do not want to start breastfeeding or they just never do for different reasons. And I don't think that should be a limiting factor, especially these days when we have so many other things.
There's so many other options.
Yeah, so many other options and how to feed a child in a healthy way.
So if somebody is preparing to receive a breast reduction, does the patient need to lose weight beforehand? Are there certain things they need to be doing to prepare their bodies before the procedure?
Well, I would recommend to everybody to really have a healthy habits in eating. Obviously, when people are going for any kind of procedure, they do not want to take any medications which are blood thinners. They want to reduce or stop taking green tea and stuff which can really prolong bleeding. But those are instructions which are given to patients 2 weeks prior procedure. But if you're heading for procedure, you should first get informed. You should really get all questions on a piece of paper when you're meeting a surgeon, and then don't be shy to ask. I always, in every show, I always announce how people should be asking questions. And if you don't know questions, everybody has a question which is first one which is popping to his mind. But if you want to broaden, just search what people ask, what complications I might have. Although all surgeons, when you come for meeting, they tell you what complications, what problems, what benefits you may get. And this is very, very important that everybody has open conversation with a surgeon.
With every breast reduction, is it always necessary to undergo anesthesia? It's always a very invasive procedure.
I would say we do have a different type of breast reductions, but usually it takes about 3 hours to do it. And I think general anesthesia is necessary because patient has to be comfortable on the table for a long period of time.
And how much weight is typically removed from the breasts?
That's a great question. And in all times, insurances were going by amount you remove from a breast to justify them to cover that procedure.
Wow.
However, we have more sophisticated ways of doing this because it depends on people's height and their weight and their body structure. Because if somebody is a tall 5 feet and somebody is 5'6", 5'8", obviously, to reduce same amount for both of these girls makes no sense because 500 grams for somebody who's 5 feet tall and probably 150 pounds is much more than 500 grams from a girl who's a 5'8 and probably 180 pounds. These days, this is actually a lot of insurance are going by formula based on your height and weight. They come to the total body surface area and they propose the amount which will be covered by insurance to be removed. We usually send a letter with explanation to insurance. We do send the pictures without identifying signs to insurances. And we present case to them, listing all your problems, listing our proposal for how much of this weight from each breast we might remove that you benefit from. And then insurance on the other side have somebody who reviews this. And if they have any questions, they talk to us, call us, and they decide yes or no for patient. Unfortunately, a lot of surgeries like this one, it's still perceived in a way like cosmetic procedure, which I really get so frustrated to hear that. How can you go and go on the run if your chest is so huge that you have to first think how to dress yourself, that you need two sports brassieres, and then who wants to run?
Right.
It should be simple for you. And you do have rights to have it simple.
So after a procedure, how much scarring is expected to be there?
It depends on technique you use. And this is not a cookie cutter procedure. We discuss with the patient what procedure may fit them the best. Scars you might have, and everybody has them. However, those are usually well-hidden scars. And I never had a patient who complained about scars. For some reason, breast heals beautifully, even in skin types that people are prone to have a hypertrophic or keloid scars. For some reason, I really never saw one.
Is this something that can also be done on just one breast?
Absolutely. If patient has a huge asymmetry and it has to be reduced, nobody has the two same breasts. We all know that. But some people do have one breast much larger. In that case, we can do breast reduction just on one size.
And does that often cause certain pain issues as well, or would that just be considered an aesthetic thing?
Well, honestly speaking, for amount of procedure and for amount of work we do while we do breast reductions, this is not much pain involved in post-op. People do complain that they have like a tightness in the chest, like immediately, since swelling is there. They may feel like they have like engorged breasts, like something like when they have a period where they, you know, tightness, but I really never had a patient who complained about pain. Breast reduction is ranked as a number one procedure in a way of satisfaction of a patient in any procedures we do in plastic surgery. And this is highest satisfaction rate in patients.
Wow.
Because it changes their lives, changes their activity level. It just is amazing, amazing procedure, changes lives.
How do you determine the size that your breasts will be after the procedure?
Excellent question, because usually patients come to you asking you a question. What do you think my size will be? What my process is, I usually talk to patients and I want to feel them out. What do they think it may be aesthetically pleasing for them? Because I tell them that, you know, when I feel them, somebody wants to be on just a regular size, somebody wants to be on a smaller size, and depends on that. But usually I tell them that they should leave this to me and I have to match it in, and it should be in proportion of the rest of their body, because it depends how wide your shoulders are, how big your hips are and stuff. You cannot just make some small puny breasts now and now you just don't fit in your clothes like you want. And I ask my patients, if you trust me enough, let me make this for you. And I cannot tell you what size. We can go and guess between two or three sizes. But to tell exactly, I think it's very, very hard.
What's the recovery process like afterwards?
Recovery process is really easy. Depends on what kind of work you have to do. Usually I suggest to my patients to take a week to 10 days off, because I want them to get comfortable after anesthesia, after everything. Usually you don't have any stitches you have to remove. We put all absorbable stitches. Usually 48 hours later, patient can take a shower. If your line of work is involving any pushing, lifting, pulling and stuff like this, I would suggest to patients to really kind of take it easy for 3 weeks. But if not, some patients go back to work after 5 days, 6 days, you know,
wow,
if they have a desk jobs. And
how soon can somebody put a bra on afterwards?
Usually I ask my patients, do not use wired bras for 3 months. And then after that, you can do anything. You have a bra right away. It should be soft.
3 months, 3 years, the rest of my life. That would be fine. That'd be fine with me. When somebody goes through a breast reduction, is it also able to provide a breast lift?
That's a great question, because I think when you're doing breast reduction at the same time, you are lifting that breast. Because reducing that extra size and extra weight, which is weighing your breast down, and gravity is not our friend.
Nope.
You have to really work on the breast tissue in a way that you achieve, that you recreate patient's apopalpfulness, that the cleavage is there, and that patient, if it feels like it, can really go without brassiere. That they, those breasts are nice and they stay where they should be.
How does weight gain and weight loss affect you after a breast reduction?
Breast is partially made out of fat. Getting old and going through the menopause, most of our breast tissue gets replaced with the fat. And I think this answers your question. If you do breast reduction, you're going to reduce breast by all means. You're going to reduce gland, you're going to reduce some fat and everything. You gain weight, you're going to get a little bigger breasts. Are they ever going to go back where they used to be? Absolutely not. Because you reduced the envelope of the breast, it has no place to grow.
Interesting. Because you always hear when people are trying to lose weight mostly, obviously, oh, it left my chest first.
I think this is really kind of, we are trying to make ourselves, to give excuse to yourself not to do something.
Right.
Because losing a lot of weight may not even touch your breasts. Because this is a gland, especially if you're a young person. And this is not fat. You do have a little bit of a fat in between a gland and a skin. But that layer is like centimeter or two. Then how much you can really reduce that?
All right, so we have to cut that one out, huh? I lost weight, just not in the right spot.
Yeah. That's we know why.
So what advice would you give to somebody who, this is something that somebody's been considering for a long time. What would you tell them to do? What's step one?
Step one will be to really see what pros and cons and how this makes your life harder. And every single girl who has a big breasts, her life is harder. To get dressed, to do daily living, to go on a beach, to go in a gym and all this. If you are thinking how to dress yourself every single time when you are planning one of these activities, think about breast reduction. Find a doctor whom you're going to trust, who's going to answer your questions, who's going to put the light on it, you know? Some people do mix that pendulous breasts and hanging breasts are same, I need reduction. No, you need a lift. To reduce a breast means to take heaviness off it, to change the shape, make your life easy, and let you think not about breasts when you're getting dressed. Pick a shirt by color or shape or something, not how to hide it, or you have to adjust to a lot of clothes. You know, your shoulders are not that big, but chest is huge. This is not going to fit me right, you know. Make your life easier, put it that way.
What's the wrong reason to get a breast reduction that you've heard?
I really cannot pick one because breast reduction, by definition, should benefit the patient. Mm-hmm. Obviously, whenever we do breast reduction, we have to take in consideration patient's family about breast cancer. I don't touch anybody's breast, regardless of the age, before we do mammogram, we do ultrasound, or whatever need to be done before I touch those breasts, which were not touched before. But people who do have family history of a breast cancer, they actually reduce chance of a breast cancer in a breast reduction procedure. Really? Because you are taking amount of a breast out. You're reducing portion of a breast tissue. And especially, I would recommend it for people who have a family history of breast cancer. They have a large breasts because sometimes cancer can go long time undiscovered because it can be palpated or felt by patient, by gynecologist or family physician, whoever does that exam. It can hit for a long time.
Yeah, it has a lot of space to hide.
Exactly. And I would recommend for people who have a family history of it, although they do mammograms, they do whatever they're supposed to do, think about reducing your breast. You're going to reduce your chances.
What are some other medical benefits of having a breast reduction?
Personally, I think it's a lot of benefits there. People lose weight, losing a weight they're carrying in the chest, like in the front of you all the time. Your neck pain gets, it's gone right away. Your shoulders start going back where they should be, you know. Your posture is much better. We all know that our muscles on the back are much longer than our muscles on the chest. And having said that, if you have a weight which is kind of always in front of you, you have tendency to curve your shoulders toward that. And your back is going to hurt. Your posture is going to be bad. Once when you reduce that size, you're going to feel how your posture is getting better. You have a less back pain. You look to yourself straighter. you don't have that kind of hunch over look.
It does wonders for mental health too. You said this is the highest patient satisfaction from the surgery.
100%.
And when you, even just physically being able to lift yourself higher, to lift your shoulders back, it, you know, just that physical posture makes you feel so much better too.
Interestingly enough, what I love to listen what patients have to say afterwards.
Yeah.
They came with the list of problems. And then when they come back, they said, oh, I don't feel pain here. I don't feel pain there. Do you think it's related? Absolutely. People just associate closest areas of your body with the pain if you have a big chest, like a shoulder, like a neck pain, upper back pain. Barely is going to ever say, oh, I have a pain in my hips because of chest, because it's too far for you. You don't get it together. Or lower back pain or a knee pain or anything. All this gone. It's gone after you do this.
Amazing.
It is really great procedure.
Have you ever run into a situation where somebody wasn't qualified for breast reduction?
Absolutely. If patients are not qualified, this means that it's probably going to be more of a lift than reduction. And in those cases, usually patients do pay for their procedures.
They do.
Yeah.
Is there any medical reason why somebody wouldn't qualify?
Well, if patient has some other disease which is going to preclude him from getting 3 hours of general anesthesia, I would say this is one reason. Or if they have some diseases which are stopping people from healing, like we have some connective tissue diseases and stuff, that's contraindication to do it.
Can men get a breast reduction?
Well, yes. We don't call this men reduction because we have to really see, usually they have gynecomastia. If male have enlarged breast, they usually have some breast tissue which is hurting them, and also they can get a cancer. And in the breast, in male breast, it's not called, as I said, breast reduction. It's called gynecomastia. Or in the patients who are big patients in the past, like they have a weight loss, they do have a lot of hanging skin and stuff like this, then we kind of think about this as a reducing their breasts.
That's interesting. But there are men who have pain
definitely
in their breasts from
definitely
that.
And they can get the cancer. And this is due to different reasons. Enlargement of a male breast can be diminished amount of testosterone production. It can be connected with some medications like spironolactone, or can be connected with smoking weed. People who do have prolonged history of smoking marijuana, they can get gynecomastia.
I feel like we could do a whole other show on what you just said right there.
Let's do it.
Maybe for next time.
Male are important too. They have a chest, right?
That's so interesting. I always say, Dr. Tanovich, whenever we're in the room together, I'm learning something new. So
thank you.
Thank you very much. And I know this is certainly hopefully pushing people to take that step, because I feel like there are so many women who consider it but never really take that first step to go and take care of themselves.
I agree with
you.
Thank you very much, and everybody enjoy your day.
I'm Jamie Morris, and you've been listening to Talking with Dr. Tanovich on the new 104.7 WHLI.